WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On this final day of our series on classic and current TV shows, we're focusing on children's TV.
Mickey Mouse Club, who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? MICKEYMOUSE. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be.
MICKEYMOUSE. That scratchy record is the Mickey Mouse March, the song that opened each edition of the Mickey Mouse Club. The show premiered in 1955, and the mouse-eared kids on the show became celebrities. The most popular of all was Annette Funicello. Her popularity outlasted her adolescence. After the show ended in 1958, she had pop hits and starred in beach blanket movies. Then she left show business to raise her children, and we saw her mostly on Skippy peanut butter commercials. In 1987, she starred in a send-up of her own beach movies, Back to the Beach. That same year, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I spoke with Annette Funicello in 1994. You must hear this all the time, but, you know, I grew up watching the Mickey Mouse Club, and of course, like every kid who watched it, I wanted to be a Mouseketeer. And I remember one of my neighbors, who was about my age, you know, she was a girl, one day I saw her and she had these mouse ears on and I thought, oh God, I'm so jealous. She's a Mouseketeer now. How did she manage to do this? And of course I later figured out she just probably went to Disneyland or something and bought them. But you know, those mouse ears were such a status symbol when you were a kid. How did you feel the first time you saw the mouse ears and put them on?
Well, it was a shock because I think the first thing we thought, especially the boys, was, what do you mean I have to wear those things on my head?
Yeah, they were really stupid looking.
Yes, and it ruined the boys' pomp.
Right.
So it was quite a shock to us, especially since you don't have any idea about a premise of a show called The Mickey Mouse Club. It was weird.
True. This is TV was still in, kids' TV was still in its infancy. Disneyland was just getting started. So
yes,
what were the mouse ears made of?
They were beautifully made. They were the finest quality felt, and the ears were wired so they didn't flop around. And the girls had beautiful red satin bows, and we used to bobby pin them on, and they were very expensive. I mean, in those days, I guess they cost about $50 each. And if we accidentally laid them down on the set and couldn't find them anymore, they came out of our pay.
Were you ever in that position? Did you ever get fined?
I lost three pairs of ears. And yes, they came out of my pay. So we made sure that we left those bobby pins in and didn't lay them around anymore.
What were some of what was the code of conduct for the Mouseketeers?
Well, I think with anyone who works at the Disney studio, it's kind of an unsaid, unspoken understanding. You're just a nice person morally and physically. You just respect everyone there so much, especially Mr. Disney.
Did the Mouseketeers have boyfriends and girlfriends in the club? Did you have boyfriends in the Mouse Club?
Oh, you bet we did. I was crazy about Lonnie. Lonnie was a gorgeous blonde-haired boy with the great pompadour and a good dancer, an excellent singer, and I thought he was the most suave, debonair man I had ever met. And we went steady, And I think each Mouseketeer girl had her favorite guy that probably went steady with.
Now, how did Mr. Disney feel about this?
He didn't know. No, it was all good, clean fun. And, you know, there was no reason to tell him anything like that.
Well, he probably would have disapproved, don't you think?
Oh, I don't think so. No way. We were just such good friends, and we always had good, clean fun. And I think Mr. Disney approved of just about everything we did.
You write that you got so much fan mail, yet early on in the Mouse Club, you didn't know it because Disney kept a lot of those letters from you. He didn't want you to know how much you had caught on. Why didn't he want you to know?
Well, I think the first year especially, even into the second year, some Mouseketeers were getting more than others. So he didn't want any of us, I guess, to feel superior to any of the others. He didn't want any jealousy. And I think he was always so wise in every decision he made.
What was your favorite day of the week? Let's see, Friday was Talent Roundup Day.
That was my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. I was always interested in horses and, you know, being a cowgirl. And it was great fun. All the days of the week meant something. We had different themes. Monday was fun with music. Tuesday was guest star day. Wednesday was anything can happen day. Thursday was circus day. And then Friday was my favorite, talent roundup day.
Annette Funicello, recorded in 1994.